sometimes in a beautiful night here after the evening gets going at the Umbria Jazz Festival. You take your best girl down to the show and you hear some great music and you walk around town, you hear some great sounds and you have a little wine and you smoke a few cigarettes and you're having a great time. And now you wander on back and you're standing out in front of her front door and you say to her, how about a little kiss, a little goodnight kiss? She gives you a goodnight kiss. You know this one? And she says, well, how about a little goodnight hug? And you give her a little goodnight hug. And she says, well, you want to come in and have something to drink? And you're thinking, yeah, yeah. And you go upstairs and you're sitting there, yeah, at the little coffee table. And you're smoking some cigarettes and you're thinking like, now what would be the perfect drink to have at a time like this? What's really going to seal the deal and really help her kick off those high heels? You're thinking maybe a little more wine? No, 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 we're already past that. We've gone past the wine already. Maybe, I don't know, a little digestif or something like that? Nah, that's not right either. Maybe a little cognac? No, too expensive, right? Wait, very expensive. A little shot of whiskey? No, too masculine, you know. And then you think it back, and you remember when you were at the university, back at the university in Tucson, Arizona in 1968, that there used to be a drink, ladies and gentlemen. There once upon a time, there was a drink that you could pour down 15 or 20 shots of this drink, and you felt pretty good, and you and your girl could, and I just can't remember. It's been a long time. I can't remember the name of that drink. It's a crucial piece of information. We all need it. So at a time like this, usually what I do is I defer to the woman in question, and I would ask the ladies of the Steely Dan Orchestra, if you can help me remember, what was the name of that drink, ladies? What was in the bottle? What was that golden amber fluid from Galway down in Mexico? What was the name of that drink? And P.S., what did you smoke with it? What's in the bottle, girls?
Jim Pugh on trombone. Thank you.